Chapter 3. Durham Jail. Mrs. Pancroft was furious when she saw the colour of her tablecloths and sheets. "Go home and don't ever return," she shouted at Anne. "But I've worked for hours," Anne said. "Please, Mrs. Pancroft, can you pay me just half a day's pay to buy a little food for me and my brother?"
"Insolent girl," said Mrs. Pancroft. "You should pay me for all the damage you have done."
So Anne left without any money. On the way home, Anne met William in the city square. He was standing outside a bakery and looking at the bread and buns in the window. There was a delicious smell of fresh cakes and hot strawberry jam.
"I'm hungry," said William. "Let's go to Aunt Mary's."
"No," replied Anne. "You heard what Uncle Harry said. We aren't welcome in his house." The baker took four buns from the tray and put them in a woman's basket. Then the woman left the shop and the baker went into a room at the back. There were more buns with thick icing and a cherry left on the tray in the window. The children's mouths watered at the sight of them. Anne opened the shop door, grabbed the tray and ran out into the street.
"Run, William!" she shouted.
They ran as fast as they could across the square and round a corner, straight into a police officer.
"Well, well, well," said the policeman. "What have we got here? A tray of buns from the bakery?"
"What about it?" said William. "We paid for them."
"And did you pay for the tray too?"
asked the police officer with a smile.
"Please let us go, mister," said Anne. "My brother didn't do anything. I took the buns. I know it was wrong and I won't do it again, I promise."
"The judge will decide what to do with you both," said the police officer. "Right now you're going to Durham Jail to wait for your trial. Stealing is a crime."
The two children were put in a small cell with 12 women and children. The room was overcrowded and there weren't any beds. Some of the prisoners were accused of minor theft, but there were also violent murderers. William and Anne sat close together in a corner and they didn't speak to anyone. The following morning, they were taken to a room full of hemp and were shown how to beat it on wooden logs. For this hard work, they received 3 pence a day. Before their trial, Aunt Mary came to see them.
"My poor darlings," she cried. "I'm responsible for this. Why did I listen to your Uncle Harry and send you away? And your dear mother is in Newgate Prison in London, and they'll hang her on Friday morning."
William cried like a baby and covered his face. "It's okay to cry," said Anne gently. "Don't worry, William. I'll take care of you." In court, the baker told the story of his tray of missing buns and the police officer read his report. The jury found Anne and William guilty and the judge gave his sentence. 7 years in Durham Jail. The court official took the children to the jail immediately. Anne couldn't believe it.
"My brother didn't do anything," she said. "He's innocent. It was me. It was me!"
But the court official wasn't interested. He heard these stories every day. All the convicts said the same thing.
"I'm innocent. It's a mistake. I didn't commit any crime."
He didn't listen to them. The children arrived at the jail and were taken to a cell. They didn't say a word to each other until late that night when all the other prisoners were asleep.
"I can't stay in this horrible place for 7 years," said William. "I can't."
"William, I know it's unfair and it's all my responsibility."
"I'm so sorry," said Anne, "but you must be strong like our mum was. We'll survive this together and I'll never leave you, I promise."